Today we are going to talk about a man who fasted for a year when he was harsh to someone, and he was recognized by Imam Ali. One day, this man went to a mosque, and there was this other scholar leading namaz. This scholar gave the man his place to recite, and he one day went to Najaf. There was another scholar leading a namaz, and this scholar gave it to the scholar who gave the man we are going to talk about today a place to lead. The scholar was wondering why, and a voice came out of the tomb of Imam Ali and said, "You are given the honor that you had given my son." This man comes from the lineage of Imam Hassan. His name is Ayatollah Burujardi. He was born on March 23, 1875, or Safar 1292. He was born in Burujard, Iran, and his full name is Sayyid Hussein Burujardi Tabatabai. His parents were Sayyida Ali Tabatabai and Sayyida Agha Begum. His children were Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Tabatabai, Sayyid Ahmad Tabatabai, and he had two daughters. He had other children from his first wife who had all died. He studied in Nurbakhsh Seminary in Burujard at the age of 7. At the age of 18, he went to Isfahan for further studies. 4 years later, he came back to Burujard, and at the age of 27, he went to Najaf and studied under Sayyid Muhammad Taqi Mudarris and more. He attended classes of Akhund Khorasani for 9 years in Najaf. He studied under Sayyid Qasim Yazdi and Shariat Isfahani. He was sent to Qum by Sit in Ulama in Najaf to discuss disapproval of Reza Shah. He was arrested by Shah agents and he was sent to Tehran and met Shah. He advised him to be righteous and left for Mashhad. After 8 months, he went to Qum and taught in the seminary of Qum. He immigrated back to Burujard. He went back to Qum in 1945, and he accepted the religious leadership and directorship of the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Some of his students were Imam Khomeini, Sayyid Ali Sistani, and Murtada Mutahharri. His life as a leader, he became a leader after Sayyid Hussein Tabatabai Qomi. He was officially after publishing Book of Islamic Laws, Risala Amaliya. He led for 15 years and he used simple teaching methods and avoided unnecessary discussions. He made over 20 books. He made his books in Rijal, Hadith, and Jurisprudence. Some of his most famous books were Jami Ahadith al-Shia. Some of his scholarly activities were establishing Islamic centers outside of Iran. This is one of his Islamic centers in Hamburg, and it's one of his social services. This is another one of his centers called the Azam Mosque in Qum. This mosque was built by the orders of Ayatollah Burujardi. Some of his moral virtues were, he said, "Purify your actions from hypocrisy, for the watcher God is very sharp-sighted." He also said, "Relaxing to him means studying." He always forgave those who were disrespectful about how he critiqued, and he always kept clean. He was not afraid to go against some superstitious rituals in the madrasas of Imam Hussein. He died on Shawwal 12, 1380, or March 30, 1961. He died at the age of 86 and was buried by the holy shrine of Lady Fatima al-Masuma in Qum. He inspired me to do charitable works. He always gave charity. He also inspired me to acquire more knowledge. He always followed the saying of the Prophet. The Prophet said, to acquire knowledge from cradle to grave. He also followed the saying, to acquire knowledge, you can go as far as China. He went everywhere to acquire knowledge. These are some places you can find more information on this wonderful scholar. Thank you for listening to me and learning more about Ayatollah Burujerdi.